a sense of protection. That is the danger that we will face, and that community if we worship Grace Ryan, and we have the same kind of country. I think it's just at that point. I don't think it will happen if we can do something to save the situation. But I do think, and I voice the sentiment of these men as well as those that we met with the other day, that something dramatic must be done at this time to give the Negro in Birmingham and Alabama a new sense of hope and a sense of protection. On the basis of this, we have some specific recommendations, some specific points that have been raised, raised in the meeting, things that this group wanted us to bring to you. The first point deals with the whole matter of law enforcement and protection of property and lives. We have now, as you know, the state trooper then, what has been demanded at the request of Mayor Balogun. Now, our experience is one of the worst experiences. I followed this gathering in Birmingham and other places in Alabama. The methods they used are just unbelievable and barbaric. Now, they are there to have a benefit. They continue to perpetuate the night of terror so that we feel that these troopers should be removed, these state troopers, and be replaced with federal troops to protect the people $50 a day just to have his house guarded because he was bombed every night. And that other property that you mentioned. So this is the first point that we feel that is a state of civil society right now, and that is a temporary need. We have a problem in the South, cannot be ultimately solved, that's the truth. But these states have become so defiant. Unfortunately, Alabama has a madman as its governor who would not be able to raise it. Something has to be done. The second suggestion that we'd like to make is that Birmingham, which is an industrial center in the South, would have, to put it another way, that all industries with federal, government contracts would be investigated immediately, and if there is discrimination practiced, and we have evidence that all of these industries practice discrimination against Negroes in employment, but if there is discrimination, that these contracts be canceled. We feel that this would help the general situation in the state of Alabama. In short, we feel that there is a need for a strong federal intervention, and this will give the Negro a new sense of hope and a new sense of protection, which I think can lead us out of this dark moment, because there are enough white moderates in Birmingham, I believe, to really want to see the situation solved, but they need help now. The problem is so serious that they need help. So these are the specific things. These men may have one or two other things on their minds concerning the seriousness and the urgency of the situation. Dr. King, why don't you mention about the insurance? Oh, yes. Lucius, I wonder if you could say,
what has happened, Mr. President, since the beginning of these bombings? There have been 22. We've had a difficult time finding insurance companies to cover Negro churches, homes, and even carpenter. Mr. Shaw's house recently, the man canceled yesterday his insurance. The Negro broker who has worked hardest with trying to cover these homes has been told by insurance companies don't commit us anymore beyond the present contract. He's had about 19 approvals. There are many other houses near the places of the bond where there is.
Are these accounts counted by national?
National, Hot Row Company.
They're a hot company.
And they won't insure you now?
They got off the grid.
Are you being done on the grid?